It's on News Time now, 7:49. Triple Team Traffic. Back to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, we got problems on I-15 for drivers going north. Your KSL travel time, Point of the Mountain to downtown, is in the 30 to 35-minute range. If you're going to go starting anywhere around Bangor Highway in Draper, that's where all the backup is. After 90th South, northbound lanes are still at the speed limit to downtown. There is what appears to be a minor crash to the left shoulder near 123rd, which is probably adding to those delays. Eric Butler?
Still wet down in American Fork and a little bit in Pleasant Grove as well. So your I-15 drive, although at speed, is a, you know, something you should take into consideration as you're going through those areas. Provo 2, Point of the Mountain, though, you're still basically at your 20-minute travel time. Alicia?
Some heavy slow-and-go traffic southbound I-15 as you're trying to work your way into the Farmington area out of Layton and Kaysville. It's going to be brake tapping on and off, and then once you get into this lagoon area is where you're going to see the heavy delay. And then once you get past that, you're going to slow down again right about 5th West area and Bountiful, and that's going to stay slow for you all the way through the north interchange. And then a reminder again, southbound US 89 North Salt Lake onto southbound I-15. That connector ramp is closed because of flooding this morning. They're going to force you onto the Beck Street exit, so avoid that spot if you can this morning. This report is brought to you by 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. For a top quality kitchen or bath with top quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays. Meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.